Good morning. It's the 29th of October. Today we are continuing with the exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. We finished yesterday by reading the words of Daniel chapter 6, verse 5. I read again. We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. In other words, they had unwittingly decided to fight against God. The writing of the king had been set against the writing of the word of God. Time and again, men have set themselves against the word of God. Pharaoh, Nabal, Ahab, Caiaphas, and many others, only to destroy themselves. The wisdom of men is foolishness to God, and he taketh the wise in their craftiness. Daniel is called this Daniel, and that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity. This is in great contrast to God's own assessment of the man. Thou art greatly beloved, chapter 9, verse 23, and 10, verses 11 and 19. Greatly beloved has particular significance. The word comes from a root meaning to delight in. It is translated variously, including beauty, delectable thing, great delight, pleasant, precious. What men might think of us is of no account. What the Lord thinks is everything. Daniel was accustomed to praying three times a day. Nothing in the business of the king was more important than the business of the King of Heaven. The stranger in a strange land had his mind on the land of promise and on the holy city of God. He had studied the law and the prophets and knew what the Lord would do and when. The Lord's decree, unlike that of the Medes and Persians, could not be set aside because none is greater or more faithful than he. Daniel's habit of prayer was known to others. His faith was manifest and constant. It was known amongst the princes and to the king Darius. Daniel was a great man of prayer, and his prayers were centred on the promises of God. It was not for himself that he prayed. He was never to return to the land, but, like Moses, he would die outside it. His windows had always been open toward Jerusalem at his hours of prayer. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Words from Psalm 137. And now from Isaiah 62. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. With vipers' tongues the plotters revealed that Daniel had broken the law of the Medes and Persians. They believed that Daniel was now irrevocably taken in the web they had so carefully spun. Brother Harry now invites us to read Isaiah 59, verses 5, 6 and 7, and then Psalm 10, verse 9. After that he brings us to Psalm 35. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and needy from him that spoileth him. The king was distressed beyond measure, and like Pilate, though sincerely, he knew that there was no fault at all in this man. To be continued, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you for listening.